Blog Talk Radio.
With some recipe readings. So I was trying to find a decent recipe to read. I want to play a track first while I get this together. Because there was something I did want to read, but it seemed a whole lot difficult. I did that in the spirit of the moment. So I'm kind of trying to figure this one out. Let me see if this works.
Busy when I'm doing my thing.
Hey. How you doing? I do have a couple of recipes I want to talk about. Straight from the Bahamas. Talk about the fish, grouper. Fish that comes in multiple colors. Big and ugly. But the thing that really amazed me that I saw that, I didn't really know, was that grouper changed its sex. That was crazy. But grouper is extremely popular throughout the Caribbean. This fish is usually, it stays in like the shallows, mid-range coral reefs, and no deeper than like 100, about 160 degrees, maybe like 49 meters. They're kind of like bottom feeders in a way, like a catfish almost. It tastes pretty good. I like grits and grouper. Nothing like it in the morning, afternoon, or whenever. I think they get fairly large. I've seen them pretty big. Yeah, they get about almost 2-3 feet. They can probably get pretty. They can get pretty big. Not a fish. It's got some kind of scales. But I love it. Grouper. One of the ways I love it, like I said, with fish and grits and Johnny bread. Johnny good cornbread, like my brother used to call it. But it's a real simple thing. You just salt, pepper them. This is one good way. Salt and pepper them. Salt, pepper, a little onion powder, maybe a pinch of thyme, but just basically salt and pepper. And a little flour. Let it sit. You know, dust it off. Get off the excess flour, and just deep fry it. And deep fry it kind of a little bit on the hard side, because you're going to make the sauce, and that frying it hard help it get back a little bit soft, kind of brings it back around in a sense. The sauce is very, very simple. I just remember my mom used to make it. My grandmother used to make it. They would like saute garlic and onions. Mostly my mom. Garlic and onions. And saute that in a pan and throw in like some fresh thyme. Let that saute. You can saute that in like choose your oil. I'd say clarified butter. Let that run until the onions become translucent and begin to change color. Then you add in some fish stock. I'm going off the top of my head. I'm not reading this. I'm going by scratch. Throw in some fish stock and maybe a bay leaf and then turn it down to like between medium and simmer. Let it reduce a little bit. Garlic, wait a minute. You sauteing the garlic, the onions, and tomatoes. Okay, get tomatoes. Key, very key here. Throw in that stock. Reduce it just a little bit. That means just let it, you're going to let it simmer for about 15, 20 minutes. Then you throw in that hard fish. The fish is fried kind of hard. It'll help create a nice, nice, nice sauce. Nice sauce. There's just no, it's undescribable, this taste. It's real simple. Some parsley with it. Just some grits, but for me, I'm not understanding when people eat grits. I can't understand when you add grits, you make them with water. Making them with water just seems like you just shredded a spoon into the grits. I just don't get that. So there's no way I could go ahead and do that part. I make grits. It's got to be with coconut milk or just with coconut water. little bit of water, some kind of cream or something like that. But making grits of water just tastes terrible. It's a whole different taste. No butter. I don't add a lot of butter. A pinch of salt, maybe some white pepper. And this is some great stuff. Johnny cakes. Johnny cakes is so simple. It's just, I'm going to read a recipe. I had to go find a recipe for this. This stuff. And the thing about it that I really like is it's just so simple, and it's only like four ingredients. It's just some 6 cups of plain flour sifted, 2/3 cups of shortening, and 2 tablespoons of sugar, and 1 teaspoon of salt. Now you preheat your oven to 350, mix the shortening and the flour by hand until evenly lumpy. Stir in the sugar and salt. Add enough water to make the dough. Then knead until smooth. Roll the dough into a ball, then put into a greased pan and bake to golden brown. You know, I don't understand that, though. I remember, watching my mom. She used to do that on top of the stove. I'm trying to figure out how she did that on top of the stove. That's one thing I can't even make, and I've been cooking for a long time professionally. How she done it. I still watch her. I watched her a while back. I was like, how do you do that? That's a pretty much a known staple if you go to the Bahamas. Getting that grits, fish, and grouper. This is some good stuff. I won't harp on that too much. Could go into another recipe because I see some other stuff I like. We talk about these for the Junkanoo festivals. Oh, yeah, here's some good stuff. Conch fritters. A lot of people don't realize that, a conch is a big old snail in a way. Just a big snail. Conch fritters. I'll read this recipe real quick. It's 1 beaten egg, 12 ounces of flour sifted. And, if they call for flour like this, I would rather go ahead and use a real light. Fry it up. I use a combination of a light flour and heavy flour. Maybe like a little bit of a pastry flour or cake flour with a little bread flour. You can go either or. It depends on what you want. Test it out. I got that 1 beaten egg, 12 ounces of flour sifted, 1/2 ounce of baking powder, and salt, pepper to taste, Tabasco, 1 pound of diced to 1/4 inch pieces of conch, 2 onions, 2 celery stalks, 1 green bell pepper finely chopped. Mix the egg, the flour, baking powder, and the seasonings with enough water to make a stiff batter. And mix in the remaining ingredients and allow to stand for 15 minutes before deep frying. Makes about 18 fritters. Good stuff. Good stuff. It's a good appetizer, mostly. I think this Creole dip. I didn't know the thing of stuff was called Creole dip. We just called it sauce. They got a Creole dip that they go with the, they wrote down, they got down here in this one recipe book. It's 1/2 cup of mayonnaise. I think you should make your own mayonnaise. 1/2 cup of mayonnaise, tomato ketchup, 1/2 teaspoon of garlic, finely chopped. 1 teaspoon onion, finely chopped. A dash of Worcestershire. 1/2 teaspoon of lime juice. 1/2 teaspoon of hot pepper sauce. Salt and pepper. And a dash of rum. Sound like something we need to get drunk to. I like the pictures of the conch here. It's just nothing but a big old snail. But this is a good book, though. It's a real good book. Ooh. I get some pretty decent recipes out of here. Oh, man. Crawfish and rice. Oof. Ooh-wee. Reminiscing. Going home. Oh, man. Crawfish and rice. Oh, I might have to read that another day. Oh, no. I got to read it now. It's 1 ounce. Well, they ask for pork fat. You can substitute that if you want. Substitute that pork fat. Put in, if you substitute it, you might have to use a little liquid smoke. Go ahead and bring out that smoky flavor. I always say put a drop of that if you want to, if you got like recipe that calls for ham and you don't want to use ham. 1 ounce of pork fat chopped. Use some ham. Use a turkey ham. That'll work. 2 onions, finely chopped. 1 celery stalk, finely chopped. 2 green peppers, finely chopped. 1 tablespoon of vegetable oil. 3 crawfish. Peeled, cut, and diced. 1 can of pigeon peas. 2 ounces of tomato paste. 1 quart water. 2 cloves of garlic. 1 sprig of thyme. 1 sprig of chives. Salt and pepper. 1 pound of rice. Ooh-wee. Sounds good. Sounds good. What's up, Dale? Dale, I got a track for you, man. Play a little music first before I get into what I want to talk about. My topic always going to be common sense. I got to change this thing, but this is a little difficult with this. I didn't know something. Dale corrected me on something a while back. That wasn't cool, man. I don't like to look crazy out here. Hold on. Dale, guess what I'm doing? Another liquor. Anyway. All right. I said I'd play a track right fast. Let me see if I still got it, man. Works. Thank you.
down in Mississippi, no one would look at us twice. Hey, that's my dream. That's my dream.
How we doing? Hey, how we doing, everybody? Lola. Hey, June Baker Lee. Yeah, my homie. Yeah, I wanted to talk about something I know a little bit about. Had a lot of problems with it. Want to hear it again? Have too many tracks in here. I was only just practicing with that, trying to put the music in there. First time I've done it. It was Robin Thicke. Okay, we say it over there at the reggae spot. Rewind, man. Yeah, man. Ay, Rasta, man. Hit them again, man. Ice caps wouldn't be melting, and neither would I. Topic of my show was dealing with some FMLA violations. It's the Family Medical Leave Act, something I've got a little bit of knowledge in. Violations to the Family Medical Leave Act. The Family Medical Leave Act can actually get you fired from your job. It was signed by Bill Clinton. Oh, no, we can't go to BC show. Yeah, I don't need to be laughing at that silliness, man. I need to go ahead and deal with some reality. But the Family Medical Leave Act can actually get you fired. I know people that they're using that Family Medical Leave for protection. Let me make sure I got exactly what the show what the Family Medical Leave Act is. I know I had it around here somewhere. But it's supposed to go ahead and get you extra protection, so when you got you're nursing an injury, or you got a family member that's sick, you know, it's a medical leave, you know, so you can take time away from your job. But the employers are using it in a way to go ahead and to reverse that. And it's turning into discrimination because they do it. They only protect a lot of them. A lot of employers are pretty much protecting their friends. So, which is a silly thing, but they're violating the law. I know of people that have tried to go ahead and get involved, to go ahead and be protected under the Family Medical Leave Act and have been denied numerous times. I know people that have, I know women, you know, this really blows me away. A woman just had a baby and she's supposed to go ahead and be able to get some time off to go ahead and be with her newborn. Be with a newborn, and they deny her that coverage. So I know one particular lady that had a newborn. This was a few years ago. The kid's about five or six. But he's autistic. And sometimes she has some difficulties with him, even at six. It's hard for her to get a babysitter for the kid. So she has to spend a lot more time with her son. I mean, the kid didn't ask to come in the world. I don't understand why they want to punish the kid. But that's why you got some of these cruel people on this planet. They deny this one particular lady. Her name is Rita. I feel for Rita. You know, she's been going through stuff with her employer for a long time. I know a lot about her case because my friend is actually representing her. And finally, he's done some things in his life, and he's screwed up at it enough to, well, he can actually be her legal counsel.
And so, Rita's been disciplined from her job, suspended, and they fired her, and then they brought her back, and now they're trying to fire her once again.
All related to the Family and Medical Leave Act. Never one of the people that are going ahead and examine the paperwork for the Family Medical Leave Act at their job are not doctors. So these people are making a determination whether she qualifies for family and medical leave, which is all the way wrong, in my opinion. It makes no sense. They should go ahead and at least send her out, send her kid out. Go ahead and get something from a doctor so they can go ahead and really have a leg to stand on. But they've been actually getting away with going ahead and destroying people's lives, disrupting your life, by sending you around in circles. That's one of the violations I was talking about. And let me try to find it and break it down. One of the ways that they use that family medical leave against you is to go ahead and say that your condition is in a serious health condition. And they do that and they actually get away with it. Unless you go ahead and go through the motions and go through all the other stuff. I'm gonna come back to that real briefly. I just wanna go ahead and read this. This guy got $2.2 million because his employer violated the Family Medical Leave Act. That was really, 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 really crazy. I know people have got cases pending, and I hope they go ahead and win their cases because I will have my hand out trying to get me a buck. Employers go ahead and spend a lot more time. They'll spend a lot of money. And this something else makes me sick. You know, I see that the Postal Service saying that they're like $3 million in debt or something like that. But I went to Google, and I see that the Postal Service is the biggest agency. You know, I used to work for a big federal agency. They did the same thing, but the Postal Service is the biggest violators of the Family Medical Leave Act, which they these people do it to you just with no remorse, man. Let you go all the way. Ooh wee. Yeah, you know they just spend a lot of money on going ahead and try to dispute your claim or dispute what you're saying, instead of just going ahead and doing the right thing. You know, instead of trying to fight you. They'd rather go ahead and send you through the way. And a lot of these people just go ahead and go through the motions, they can win their cases. Like with my friend, what he does is he's helping people win their cases. He's helped several people, and he's been doing it for, I'd say like 9 years now, and he's getting better at it. He was kind of messed up in the beginning. A lot of people weren't winning. But he's got a lot of their, the manager's statements, which go ahead and just breaks down all the manager's credibility. These managers spend a lot of time trying to chase you down and try to fire you for some reason. If they got you with that family medical leave violation, which one of their own, or one of their fellow supervisors or managers, these are the ones that are looking at your certification, your paperwork, to go ahead and get certified and protected under the Family Medical Leave Act. the person that's looking at the papers is going to go along with management all the time because they are management. I just don't understand why they put an insensitive person like that in that position. It really, really disturbs me. I like to help people. I don't mind. I like to see little people get squashed or stepped on. You know, that just bugs me. I got a lot of information on it. I'm going to hold off just a bit. See if I can go ahead and run another track real fast. Let's see if this one works.
Thank you.
okay. I can't remember the artist's name. I'll find it. I like that track. I found it. Somebody played it, and I looked it up, and been hooked on that one ever since. It's kind of new. Yeah, let me read a list of these violations real quick. There's a bunch of them. This is the most common ones. There are a few others. The Family Medical Leave, the Family Medical Leave Act violation covers an entire spectrum of governing regulations. Title 29 of the CFR Part 825. However, the most common violations are listed below. There's a denial or currently approved FMLA of untimeliness with the FMLA specifically stipulates what the hell is that? Am I lost or am I reading this right? Get back up. Denial. Withdrawal or not currently approved of FMLA because of untimeliness. FMLA specifically stipulates that the issue of timeliness should be based on circumstance. Oh yeah, now I know what this is. By case by case basis, and they'll put time limits on certain people. I've seen them do that. Tell you got to have it in within 14 days or whatever. You have the paperwork in within 14 days, but that's not really what the law states. But it's up to the employer's discretion. I had to get that. Sorry about that. Okay, the sound is here. Can you hear me? Press 20 if you can hear me. Or send a 20. Yeah, let me finish reading some of these things here because this is some serious stuff because I know too many people have lost their jobs here. Soon I should be having a lot of people go ahead and chime in because I'm going to try and do this Family Medical Leave Act violations every Monday. And I'm working on getting a couple of attorneys to call in on Mondays because it's some serious stuff. Because I know some good people that have lost their jobs or been harassed constantly. They're just unprotected. That denial, withdrawal, or not currently approved Family Medical Leave for admitting to suspect dates that are unreasonable under the circumstance. Although this also is an issue of timeliness, there's no stipulation in the FMLA for suspense dates or different actions. This is a question of what is reasonable and what is not, given the circumstances. I'm going to just go ahead and scroll down because the biggest thing that I've noticed that individuals that they do, one of the biggest violations is once you go ahead and you fall under Family Medical Leave Act, you automatically, or once you have an injury, okay, put it this way, once you have an injury, you automatically, whether it's workman's comp or you come to the job with an injury, if there's an on-job accident, a lot of times you fall right under the Rehabilitation Act, and they shouldn't go ahead and harass you at all. But they harass other employees. I've noticed people that in their jobs, they don't have some people, like in the private, most of a lot of private sector jobs, they don't have as many problems with family medical leave as versus the federal employees. I see a lot of federal employees have a lot more problems. You know, and this thing is initiated from the federal level. It's initiated from the federal level. So there's no way that this should be a problem. I mean, I just don't understand how it should be a problem when it's at the federal level, and they're supposed to be basically the ones ahead and investigating a lot of discrimination. Equal opportunity, equal employment opportunity, commission, the ones that deal with a lot of discrimination. That's at the federal level. But I have found a couple of cases where the people who are supposed to be protecting you are the ones actually doing a lot of violating. Again, like I said, I see a lot of postal employees. Postal. Got to keep them people straight because I'd be worried that some of them would go ahead and snap. It just don't make no sense to me. Why would you go ahead and put pressures on these people and they're going ahead and moving your correspondence and your mail, your packages and stuff like that? You know, they're doing a good service. I saw where the post office is in $3 million. I think I mentioned this, $3 million in the red, maybe more. And I think one way to go ahead and save a whole lot of money is stop going ahead and ticking off your employees. I mean, I got a business, and if people don't show up, that hurts me. I need to go ahead and ask, what is it that I'm doing wrong so people don't want to go ahead and come and be at my place of business? Or they don't want to come to work. And if it's something I'm doing wrong, I need to know. Because if they're going to leave, I need to know for the next person who's going to fill them shoes. And so it'll make it better for that person so I can keep that person around. But then again, these people may have a lot of personal issues. And having a sick family member or you sick yourself, hey, that'll keep you from going ahead and doing almost anything. And one thing I've noticed is that depression is a big issue, very big issue. It's not just a physical thing. Depression is a mental thing. And once you got your mind not cooperating with the rest of your body, I mean, it's, I won't say not cooperating, but you got your mind occupied by a lot of stuff that's bothering you and keeping you down, that could go ahead and make the rest of your body sick. And these people are supposed to be in positions where they're supposed to be able to help you. And I'm talking about the person who's going to help you is the person who's going ahead and filling out the paperwork. They're going ahead and assigning you a case number or whatever for your family medical leave. And these people don't. They seem like they go out their way to go ahead and to fire you to make your life even worse. You haven't heard about it much lately. I don't think there's been a lot of problems lately. But, you know, at one point, shootings at the post office were crazy. There were a lot of them. I mean, just they were off the chain with that. Man, it was just so many of them, man. I mean, like, whoa. Just too many. I mean, it seemed like it was one every month. I know that I couldn't understand. For me personally, I don't see how the job is really all that hard, difficult to do. I guess I'm on the outside looking in. It's not like they got to move around heavy equipment or take big rocks and break them into smaller rocks. They ain't got to bust stones all day. They ain't got to go ahead and beat up rocks all day. But it's a lot of times, most of the times, it's somebody's coming back and shooting their supervisor. I would ask for somebody to warn me. Let me know you coming here to blow this place up, man, so I don't come to work for a whole month. So once you do it, I'm definitely not coming back for a while. Go ahead and say, I need to be out on medical leave. Stress. But the violations are running rapid. Rampant. They're all over the place. Read a couple other violations, which really, yeah, you know, that I see stuff here. These are the most common ones. Here's another one. It's the denying, you get denied protection under the Family Medical Leave Act because, you know, you put information on the wrong line. Now, come on, that's just petty. And a lot of these are just real petty issues. Real petty issues. I put a lot of them on the page. You get time, look them over. Here's another one. This one's got a friend of mine. He fought back. He got paid. Is requesting when the employer is requesting a second opinion, and the employee is going to the doctor to get that second opinion, the, employer has requested. The employer still does not accept documentation. It's just crazy. Yeah. Here's another one, too. This requesting that a person return to work on limited duty, even when they have a serious health condition. And that's that term there, those three words, serious health condition, is really something that really got to me. My friend has given me a lot of these cases where he's talking about people with a serious health condition. And who determines what a serious health condition is? And what I've seen is the employee is getting that diagnosis from a manager at his job. A person that's never had any medical training, they're determining if you have a serious medical condition. And that's been the biggest problem in just about all these cases, is there are people who've never had any medical training going ahead and literally, in a way, they got your life in your hands, because if you get fired from your job, especially today, you're going to lose out on a lot. Gonna lose out on a whole lot. So I'm not too keen on putting out a lot of your personal information, and whatever's in your background, that's in your file, that's in your phone, that's your background. So I don't support a whole lot of stuff that the employers go ahead and do to go ahead and know you. They want to know all of your personal stuff. You didn't come to work yesterday. Why? I have family. Somebody was sick. You know, I had my car broke down. You got to go ahead and break it down. You know, some stuff is just a little personal. You may not want to go ahead and tell them, hey, look, me and my wife were fighting. My husband was fighting, whatever. You know, you had some other little thing going. You don't want to tell a lot of people stuff like that. You know, that's personal. You want to keep things in your house. You should be staying in your house. You shouldn't have to go ahead and put out all your personal information. It's none of their damn business. You're only there, you're not supposed to be there 24 hours a day. It's not like the military. You're there for 8 to 9 hours or whatever. That's how much time you're there per day. You don't have to go ahead and account for every moment of the day. It's none of their business. I had that big problem when I was working for my last employer. I know a guy, his son had some mental health issues, and he was told that his son, you need to get another diagnosis. They was telling him to get his son more doctors, statements from the doctor, and he was born this way. These are all these people, I know another guy that also, he was trying to go ahead and get protection under the Family Medical Leave Act and for his father. His father was dying, eventually died. And he wanted to spend a lot of his dad's days, last days, with his dad. His dad was in and out of the hospital. They denied this guy Family Medical Leave protection so he could spend time with his dad. They disciplined him. I remember this. I know this guy personally. They disciplined him. Then they suspended him for 2 weeks without pay. That hurt that man. That really hurt that man, because he was also helping pay his dad's medical bills, because his dad had moved to this area from Florida. He moved to Chicago from Florida, and it was a wake up call for me at that point. And what really sealed it, really let me know, hey, these people meant you more harm than good. Because shortly after that guy, his father had passed, another guy that worked in the same building as this guy was a Gulf War veteran who was also getting, had a disability rating from the Veterans Administration. He was being denied family medical leave protection.
But that's not what he was actually, he wasn't really trying to go ahead and get a lot of protection for himself. He was trying to get it for his daughter. His daughter had leukemia. And they came up with all kinds of ways to go ahead and deny protection for this guy. I remember they fired this guy. His daughter died, and they just, you know, no remorse. They just let him go. Soon after his daughter died, he was fired. Soon after his daughter died, he was fired because of his attendance. This was a federal agency. Ain't these some cruel motherfuckers? That's just how cold could you be? Family member passed, a child passed, your kid dies, and a few weeks later they fire you. They fire you. So you can put the blame any place you want to. Fact of the matter is, I need to blame no more politicians. They got you into a lot of mess. I agree with some stuff I heard. I always hear from PPC, from the Poor People's Campaign, from Jerry Robinson, we need to take to the streets. This is another issue. Because at a time like this, people can't be affording to lose their jobs. You just can't. It just makes no sense to go ahead and do what these people did. Ain't no way possible. I don't see how they could sleep with themselves. You know, I don't see how you can do that. I just don't. I don't see how you can go here and do that and go home and go sleep comfortable. I don't get it. I really don't get it. I've seen that guy, it still breaks him up, and he's not doing as well as he was. But to lose what he had going on, and to lose his child, and then slowly lose his income, it's more than just a double whammy. It's like a quadruple whammy, you know. That's some terrible stuff there. Bugs me because I even know these people personally. I'm gonna take a quick break. I'm gonna play this other little track real quick.
Hush, darling, 'cause I'm
Changes. They've made quite a few changes here, man. Let me see if this one works. Yeah, none of that's working. Here we go. Once I get this down pat, I think I can be good at it. Yeah. All right. We'll read some more family medical leave violations. All right. Here's another one. This is like an amendment to it. Requesting a person provide new certification from a doctor because his signature was in the illegible, you know, yet you couldn't read it. That one happened to me, too. I mean, I'm also a victim of this stuff, this process. I'm also in litigation with this. And I plan to go ahead and stick it to them like they stuck it to me. So, I know it's a bunch of silliness. I know that they go ahead and they get away with a lot of this. I know two attorneys that are dealing with these cases. I do have intent on having them call next Monday. They said they would. And again, they may not. But employers get away with a whole lot of stuff. And the problem, one of the biggest problems is that the unions don't. I've yet to see a union really step up and get involved and to help out. I haven't seen one union really step up and do some serious protection of its union members. I haven't seen one union do that. They pretty much, you know, shrug their shoulders and say that management can do that. I have not one time seen that. And I know that for a fact, but a lot of these places that have unions, they have a lot of stuff at their disposal. They have a lot of ways to go ahead and combat them, especially legally. I mean legally. And then their unions. They know a lot of these at the upper level, higher levels. They know a lot of politicians, people that make the laws. But they do not do enough. It's sort of like they turn their backs. You know, they're doing well. These people are all doing well. These people are doing well, so they don't really care about the little people. No. There's no. They're not doing nothing. On Mondays I will be doing this Family Medical Leave Act violation. So people, please tune in on Mondays. But this is an issue that's going to get a lot worse before it gets, just like almost everything today, but this is one of those issues that's going to get worse before it gets better. And this is going to be one of the causes,
go ahead and have you living in fear and being having your life in danger. Because here, this is another reason. This is another way I see it. They have a lot of the federal government has a lot of ways to go ahead and bring in veterans. I'm a veteran, I know. And they give veterans preference points so they can go ahead and move to the headline. So they pretty much they're trying to give you the job, but they still make it difficult in the same breath. But some of these guys slip through the cracks. Some of these guys slip through the cracks. Some of these guys actually should never be let off active duty, never be let into the regular population. It's almost, it's similar to having some guys that's been in prison most of their life. That's all they know. It's just not too much different than having a guy that's been in prison most of his life and a guy that's been in the military several years, 15, 10 years, you know, whatever, especially now with these guys, some of these guys coming back. It's dangerous to have those kind of guys on the street. It's dangerous. And these guys are going to need a lot of help. So you have to really pay attention. And I'm not trying to say be afraid of veterans. I'm a veteran. But it's not all their fault. I can come to their defense. It's not all their fault. Sending these guys in the war and the combat and treating them as with today's veterans, the Iraq War veterans, Afghanistan veterans. Sending these guys over there with an unclear mission, it's going to go ahead and really screw your heads up. You don't put nobody, like in Iraq, you don't put them over there, you say you're over there for one thing, and you keep on changing your focus or the reasons, the basis why you're there, I think maybe six times why they're over there in Iraq. You know that does to individuals? The only thing that they're doing right now in Iraq is basically trying to keep themselves alive till they get home. They're not trying to take sides because right now that's a distraction. So we can't go ahead and be like, okay, well, it's so-and-so's fault over there. It's Bush. It's Obama's fault that they're over there. No, right now they got to go ahead and stay alive. When they get home, then they're going to deal with it. Then they're going to be pissed off. So this is something that, you know, it's just, you can tell that the people who initiated this war just never, ever been involved in any kind of military action whatsoever. Never been involved up close. They've always went from the movies and stuff. They goes, you know, so you don't have to worry about this. And some of these guys are going to come back and going to get government jobs or any job. And the employer is going to have to worry about this guy going to snap. One way I see it is him snapping is not giving him that time, that free time that he needs, that time to get his keep his head together, stay in the game. And you just cannot do that. These people just don't seem to get it. Really, really don't. You can't go ahead and put these people out there and just figure like, okay, well, they'll be all right. They'll be fine. They can come back right on back home and just resume their lives. That's a bunch of BS. They're going to also need this family medical leave protection. That's extra added protection. I know. I've gone through this process. I've been going through this and fighting with these people for a minute about something similar. They're not listening. It really doesn't matter. These guys are going to need that. They're going to need as much treatment. I won't say treatment because that just sounds like doctors sticking a probe up his butt. But they're going to need as much sympathy and much space and much air as they can get. They need to go ahead and get as much free time or time to themselves, or time off every now and then. But this is really dangerous to have these people come back. And this, what makes this so much of a even a bigger problem, in Moore's past, it was majority of it was men. It's a good, like a 90, 85 or 90% men coming back with problems. This time, they're going to be women that come back with problems. And these guys are killers. Say what you want, but
go ahead and say, hey, thanks, George Bush. You just made us even that much more unsafe. You ain't got to worry about terrorists, but the people over there fighting the terrorists, we got to worry about them too. So anybody says anything different, don't really know about the situation. Don't really know what's going on. Don't really know. Haven't been there. So please, don't, no. You ain't a veteran. Don't comment on it. Stay out of the argument. Just stay far, far, far away. Like where Shrek lives. Far, far, far away. Go ahead and run another track real fast. Let me see if I can get this one going here.
Alright, woman's there. You know this is the Ganja remix. From Bermuda to Jamaica to Cali to Texas, back up to Cleveland. You know what? Palma, where you there?
I'm leaning, I got my drink poured up extra thick. The mud is perfect, grab a cup of ice and take a sip. Pour an ounce, pour a deuce, baby, pour a foes. Have a taste, drink it slow, will you be on the flow? That show is twisted up, but me, I'm about to mix it up. Drinking that excessive taste of skinhead rub, I'm leaning tough. I'm talking about that ocean potion, call it Texas tea. Leaning like a kickstand, pass it right here straight to me. My partner Kiki gave me tips and put me up on games. He told me splash some great soda, call it purple rain. I need that potent dungeon punch, pull me up a cup. Every time it come around, I'm leaning off that purple stuff.
Finally the earth come around. Inhale, exhale, blow the smoke out your lungs. Once you hit the cushion, think you know just where I'm coming from. They call me Green Thumb. If you need some, I'll exercise my freedom and bring you the best. Season in the kingdom, we got it down. We're smoking up the green shit. Money, no Bobby Brown. It's funny how we blaze it in the club. In the slipper and the blood, you can put it in your pipe and be smoking it all night. What you hating for? I smoke with the spirit of Bob Marley. If you think that you're gonna stop me, I'm sorry, not hardly. Feeling kinda out of your body, get ready to party, get bitten with party. Fucking session started. We blowing trees up, so freeze up, ease up. The general population saying, please relieve us.
Finally, the earth on the road.
Most are shocked at the earth, man, demania. Man, them will root up the good marijuana. The farmer smoke fill the air like a sauna. We smoke aroma, the beauty come calm. And that smoke, yeah, fire to the cigarette smoke. Yeah, you choke, yeah, the scent, yeah, purr, yeah, we float, yeah. Higher than the clothes, then we pout, yeah. Babylon, one fist, three, flush it, but it's ya, and no poker. Settle, no, last it up, the thing, no, make them check on you. Now from them, see you with a split, them. So speak on you, stress on you. Rise up and read before them take on you. I don't know the law, no protect on you. Food up and make you know. Can't make the shit seem a fake on you. See under the radar, no make them. They take on you, infect on you. Seems like Babylon, them no respect on you. They feel me, they want me, feel like they are blessed on you.
Finally the earth come around, come around, come around.
Yeah. One shot for the gangsters, one shot for the hustlers. Beat up on the Rasta, getting high like a Rasta. AKs with the 50 round drum. Chopper go brumpa bum bum, boy. So who I romp with me? A wolf pack on these fucking streets. Okay, so what you got to say? Who I'm playing? I hit hard, poppy ass, step boom by yay. Hey, no, do as I do, do as I say. And we know how problem if you do it my way. Pistol toward heaven right after the blunts light up. Let me get one more puff, Lord, I'll be right up.
Finally, the earth come around.
Nothing less than 100 pounds.
I'm known to smoke heavy, but yet it's still the go
down, connecting with the pounds of the good cushion, good haze. Good weed keeps me high, same time keeps me paid. Sweet, sweet scenty mixed with blueberries and grape drink. Cobble up that fruit salad, wash it down with Grey Goose. Cheapest price in the city, if you need that, they're wretched. Them dope boys love me, they smoke that sete fete. My eyes are heavy, shoulders lean, on that throw light.
Oi, 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 oi,
talking slow life. Yeah, me. Resources that they're purple. I blow it by the circle. Look, I know this tin man, the real tin man.
Nigga, you
can't. No, really be close friends, man. And I hope Miguel get it as across the border. I've been waiting 5 days. And today I got my order. Like, finally.
Finally, the earth come around. The eye grip with me, I look. I'ma get it by the phone, yeah. When Caliban come around, I hear guns and man tune, just a lick from the sound, yeah. Finally the earth come around, the high grade when man I look for me talk it by the phone, yeah. When Babylon I come around, ask them with them I come search for.
Medical Leave Act is one that really needs to, they made some changes to it, and I had some changes. I'm going to put them in next week. I'm going to go ahead, and there's a whole lot of areas that I can go ahead and deal with talk about with this Family Medical Leave Act thing. And one of the changes, several of the changes I saw, I can't remember right off the bat, but they seem like they favor more the employer instead of the employee. So it just doesn't seem like it gets any better. It just seems like it gets worse every day. They come up with something to go ahead and say, hey, we're going to do it this way. But, you know, it's just their favorite employee. You know, it just reminds me of how when they rewritten the bankruptcy laws, it's the same thing. The bankruptcy laws was not done from the. It was the bankruptcy laws was written pretty much. It was written and drafted by Dick Cheney's office and the credit card companies. I just don't understand. I didn't understand that. You know, that's pretty much how the new Family Medical Leave Act, the new things that they put in there. The new things that they put in the family medical leave, they just favor the employee, employer, just 100%. There's nothing that to help the employees, nothing to help the small people, nothing to help the common people, nothing to help the little man. Nothing. My thing is, hey, don't the small people, the little man, pay taxes also? The small people, they pay taxes too. They need help. I mean, people seem to go ahead and argue so much about the financial crisis, when instead it was big business and government. They had a whole lot to do with the financial crisis. A lot to do with it. Never would have gotten this bad shape if it wasn't for the politicians taking away the deregulation and all this other silliness. Never would have. Never would have. Read a couple of things from this Federal Medical Leave Act violations, the most common ones. Find one of the real crazy ones. Oh, yeah. The harassment.
I got a list. I think it's more like 30 of them. I have a list of 30 of them. Harassment by requiring repeated clarification. Now this is a good one. Harassment by requiring repeated clarification requests from the employee's doctor at the employee's time and expense. That means they got to take off time from work and they got to go ahead and pay money. Which such clarification is a direct violation of the Family Medical Leave Act statutes. Management may request the employee's permission at the employer's design health care representative contact the employee's doctor for the purpose of clarification. They have to go ahead and get some papers forms, you know, some release forms signed, stuff. They don't do that. I know they don't do that. I've watched them. Employee is not obligated to grant this permission. The permission is not granted. The employer has another avenue to address the issue of clarification. The employer cannot repeatedly send the employee back to the doctor to obtain clarification. The employer can send the employee back to the doctor if the certification or recertification is not complete. But that is only an instance where the employer can make the request. The employer may send the individual to a second opinion doctor if the employee refuses to allow the employer to contact his or her personal physician, or if the employer believes the FMLA certification is not correct or fraudulent. Yeah, that one's a big one. That one, I know a lot of people have gotten people on that. They keep sending them back and forth to the doctor, and eventually they're just going to deny them anyway. Then before you know it, you're out of here because your attendance is bad. There are a whole lot of cases like that. Creating a hostile work environment and atmosphere for repeated violations of Family Medical Leave Act, the Rehabilitation Act of 1973, and the continued harassment of employees. This one, that one is a real serious violation. I've seen that happen a whole lot of times because it just drives a person nuts. Yeah, there's quite a few of them here. So I can go on and on and on about this, and I think I want to read about this every Monday, let you know that I intend to bring my attorneys in on Monday, to have the attorneys in on Monday to go ahead and deal with this issue because it is a big, 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 big problem. People are losing, and at the time right now, I know people at this time, but people are losing their jobs left and right. There's no reason why you should go ahead and deny a person family medical leave. You're trying to do all you can to try to keep these people happy because once off, you know, you never know what a person's physical state may be bad, but a person's mental state can be. So, this is Truth, Chef Rob. And these are just issues that concern me. I call it common sense. And if you don't use common sense, it could hurt you or even kill you. Real serious about that common sense thing. There are a lot of ways we can combat this, but right now we got to play that going back and forth lawyer trick, playing the game with the courts. And we shouldn't have to. Seems like all the laws are geared up toward the employer, not the employee, especially for the last. Again, this is Truth, Chef Rob. Thanks for showing insight into my show. Hope to see you on Monday. Thanks. Goodbye. point, man. You make no sense. All right, let's see what the moron's talking about. Hey, moron.
Love Talk Radio.
Because just the past 2 weeks, Obama has violated at least 3 of his promises. Just the past 2 weeks. Do y'all remember all those promises he made on the campaign, trail to limit the influence of the lobbyists within the executive branch? Do y'all remember all that? Oh, yeah. Remember their promises. Remember when Democrats talked about all this wasteful spending and pork that has no place in an immediate stimulus package? Remember when Democrats talked about that on the campaign trail? They just beat up Republicans about spending, wasteful spending. What is Democrats doing now? Listen, because an elephant never forgets. I don't forget. I remember. A donkey forgets. Democrats are counting on their voters, on the short-term memory of their voters, to forget these promises. Remember, Democrats were talking, and Speaker of the House, you know,
Love Talk Radio.
You have $2 million for the sore on the National Mall. $2 million for dirt. You get $44 million for a facelift to the exterior of the Department of Agriculture. And $5.2 billion is headed for the Community Development Block Grant.
You know what doesn't seem to me, really insane to me?
Development Block Grant. That's a chief financer of Acorn. The Acorn is going to get $5.2 billion. Pork.
Oh, Acorn's getting $5. Well, you know, they helped do all the voter fraud to get him in office, so I guess they got to get something back.
Acorn is getting $5.2 million, a bootleg organization that need to be banned and fined by it.
But, you know, what I'd say what's really insane is, you know, they're giving hardly any money for defense spending, but when you look at we're fighting a war on two...
Love Talk Radio.
One would think so. I would think so. But don't forget.
How much is Acorn getting blessed?
A $5.2 billion that's headed for that little
Billion.
Acorn, it needs to be shut down. $5.2 billion headed for the Community Development Block Grant.
We like it, boy.
Right. Read to the chief financer of Acorn. Tell you no lie, folks. You know, when I tell you the fact, when I give you some numbers, they have already been verified. You can check it out if you want to.
I believe you. I heard it before. I just wanted to make sure.
Well, I know. sleep when the show is over. I do my homework. This ain't the political cesspool. We don't make up stuff as we go. We have the facts. Listen, A called B, B shut down.
What is worse than a young food, Corey?
Whole food. Well, you know, there's also saying that if you're not a Republican by the time you're 20, you don't have a heart, and if you're not a Republican by the time you're 30, you don't have a brain.
Tom Daschle is just as stupid as he can be to even allow that to happen. He needs to be pitied. I don't feel sorry for him. That is the stupid. That's a stupid mistake. Fired him, glorified him for being so stupid.
If you're not a Republican, I mean, if you're not a liberal when you're 20, you don't have a heart. If you're not a conservative by the time you're 30, you don't have a brain. They're right, folks.
Wait a minute. If you're not a liberal, say that again.
Corey said, if you're not a Democrat when you're 20 years old, you don't have a heart.
Stupid.
If you're not a conservative by the time you get 30, you don't have a brain.
Let's get justice in. I think Jesse's gonna rein in on this here. But folks, this pork bill, let me tell you, this is the stupidest bailout plan ever existed in the history of this country.
You know, we were talking about that before the election. A lot of young people wanna vote for Barack Obama and redistribution of the wealth because they don't have anything. So they all fuck giving it all away.
Oh, yeah. Colin, I will take your call. Colin, if you called in, don't drop off. Call, I will take your call, 347-326-9268. Let's go to Justice and see what she has to say about this pork deal. Go ahead, Justice.
Hi, how are you, Black Conservative? But before I mention the pork bill, I just wanted to know, did you hear what our guy, Theo, came out and said? I'm surprised you're on your show tonight. Had you heard that, you would have had a heart attack, I'm sure. You remember we've been talking about you said the Democrats are for gay marriage and they for abortion. Well, he's talking about he's going to reach out to the abortionists and the gay people. We got to reach out. We got to get away from those old ways. It's not working. He said, while Obama had taken the, I think, the last